Yeah. I love backing out stuff like a radio DJ for you, because otherwise I'll end up confusing more than I even mean to. The first song is called what's called Way to Normal. There's an album called Way to Normal we just put out, but it's not on the album. It's a fake song. This is in the key of F. And it's, we'll just play it. It's nothing to talk about.
If there's a God, he is laughing at us and our football team. Change my name, bro.
night. So I don't know. I don't know what time it comes on, but we're gonna miss it. Oh well. We may have sucked. We may have been good. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to. I'll let you in on my ailments though. I woke up on the bus dehydrated. And so my voice was cracking like a little, like a 13-year-old boy. So in order to keep it from cracking like that, I recruited severe, strange muscle in my jaw to make the notes come out. And today I can't open my mouth. It sounds like I'm inbred or something, but never had that problem before. Has anyone ever had that problem? Check it out, this is it. That's as far as I get it. See if I can tell you anything else about myself. I wore a jacket because I had a bad hair day and I thought it would make up for it. Okay, here comes the song.
So
So like I said, a lot of your songs. I'll let you in on the strategy, the set list strategy here. Basically, we're playing lots of new stuff because we've got lots of new stuff to play for you. And then at the end of a set of new stuff, then we'll leave the stage as if it's over. And then we'll do a surprise encore of old shit. When the new album was, right when the new album was about to come out, we decided that we wanted to write a new album of all the same song titles. But they'd have completely different music and they'd have completely different lyrics. And we gave ourselves one day to write it and record it and mix it and master it. And we did that in Dublin on our day off. And then the idea was we were going to release it to the internet as it's a leak, so that people would think, oh, this is it. And then they listen to it and they go, God, that fucking sucks. But then they started saying they liked it better than the album. No, but I really like the fake stuff. So I think it's a good kind of musicology sort of study. So we'll play for you two versions, two songs called Dr. Yang. The fake Dr. Yang for a publishing clearance purposes had to have another name, so it's called Lovesick Diagnostician. And it's about a guy who goes to the doctor because he's depressed because his girlfriend's left him. And he asks the doctor to call his girlfriend on his behalf because she's blocked his phone number. And he wants the doctor to explain in certain medical terms why she needs to come back, because he's going to kill himself if she doesn't. That's Tambo and an auxiliary percussion back here. He's been laying his hand. So by the time I got to wearing off, we were standing out on the sidewalk with our tattoos and look.
Oh,
Thank you. Kicked it up a notch, and this is showbiz highest order. We bought some shit so we can get the party started. just the thought, where did it come from? What did she do with it if it comes back? Now there is a sister there by the telephone. She sees it again as she turns out the light. Thank you. This is a piece for a prepared piano, for those of you who studied this sort of thing. Yeah, there's no real rules to it. When you prepare a piano, you just put shit onto the strings and make it sound different. These are my shit choice is Altoids can. I liked it when we played in Texas because I got to say I put it in the shape of a T. And I went nuts. I can't do the S for you guys. Put it in the shape of an S. No, I've come to like Texas in the last few years. And we played good shows in Texas. I used to not like it because we played Texas and people used to tell us we sound like sticks. I haven't said that anymore, they're really nice. Anyway, so what we've done is... This is okay, so this is what it sounds like then. And I'm actually sending this piece in for consideration for National Geographic. Doesn't sound like they'd be talking about the Kalahari Desert. The Bushmen. Then you put a distortion pedal on it, and it sounds like this. Called in sick one day. I stepped out my front door, squinted up at the sky, and strapped on my backpack. Got into a van, and when I returned, I had ex-wives and children, boxes of photographs.
Bye.
we were on the plane to Dublin and we were writing our fake songs, we kind of divvied up the lyrics and everyone would write lyrics, and then when we got to the studio, I made up music to it and we just shit it out. This one was handed over to Mr. Reynolds on the bass guitar. And he wrote a really nice piece called Free Coffee Town. It's sort of his utopian free coffee world that I think he escapes to. Sometimes you'll see him staring off in space. I think sometimes he's in free coffee. this is the last little song, before we walk off the stage. And we didn't play the real one, we're just going to play the fake one tonight. And this is a story, it's not true. I'll tell you when they're true, this one's not. This is about a guy who's a young Republican lawyer, and he is... And he's trying to establish himself at the firm. He's young, up and coming, and he wants to be a partner one day. He's doing all the stuff that he needs to do to get there. And he goes to the Christmas office party one year. And he brings a date with him to the Christmas office. I made this up on the plane on the way to Dublin. And it came to me in a flash, it was very involved. So he's going to the party, Christmas office party, probably his third year here at the firm, and he's brought this girl with him that he doesn't know very well. And he and his friends, who are all upstanding citizens, members of the church and the golf club, whatever the fuck they call those things, the country club, right, country club, I know, I go to this. They introduced this young woman to a drug called cocaine. And, yeah. And she, somewhere in the middle of the party, it all takes effect and she tells them everything she thinks about politics. And she is a flaming leftist liberal. This is very upsetting to the people of the firm and the wives of the people of the firm. And so you can imagine I can write a sequel, but I don't think he really gets very far after that. It's a sad song. It's sad. Okay, it goes like this. I'm getting into character, okay? Thank you.
No! everybody knows. Thank you.
Well, I thought about me. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the h Yeah!
That's Sam Smith on the drum set. Mr. Reynolds on the bass guitar. Andrew Higley on lots of stuff, lots of keyboards. Frank Hall. And the famous Mouth and Piano. And then that's Tambo Man playing everything else back here.
Yeah.
But it's a song of hope, and it's a fake song. It's the fake frown song.
Thank you very much.